A record number of migrants from China crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last year without authorization. They followed paths walked by many migrants, but because these people came from a geopolitical rival, they face a different kind of scrutiny. NPR's Hua Jing Yanan talked with some of them.
It turns out some of these people don't even know about these theories. On a sunny afternoon in the New York City neighborhood of Flushing, Queens, Ying pours cherries onto a colorful plastic plate. We aren't using her full name because press reports might draw harassment to her family in China. Wearing a blue hijab, Ying is among a group of migrants, many Muslim, that gather to share a bubbling soup and more food after their Friday prayer. She, as well as many others at the table, say they trekked through the treacherous jungle in Panama and Colombia in the past year, seeking religious freedom and job opportunities in America. Ying has not heard the rumors spread by right-wing figures that the Chinese Communist Party is sending bad people. So I had to bring it up to speed.
Human traffickers, terrorists, Chinese spies.
And it sounds like to me, are they trying to build a little army in our country? Is that what they're trying to do?
Fueling the fentanyl crisis that claims thousands of American lives each year.
That's Peter Navarro, a former Trump White House advisor, Trump himself, and Craig Singleton, a fellow with Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Ying's first reaction was, maybe, but aren't most people coming here to live better and escape oppression? And then she says this. She's saying that the Chinese government can't be this unsophisticated. Don't you think it's hilarious? Other women sitting close to her laugh. And multiple people who work in and study national security agree. David Viola, a former Navy intelligence officer, studies terrorism at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Individuals crossing the southern border have a pretty steep climb before they can find themselves in a place where they have the placement and access to really be of much intelligence value.
Other claims don't add up either. U.S. government data shows most fentanyl is brought to the U.S. through ports of entry. And so far, there's no evidence about the, quote, army that Trump referred to. Researchers say it's difficult to prove that there's nothing going on. But for what it's worth, recent analysis of crime and terrorism cases that look at unauthorized migrants continue to show they do not threaten national security or commit crimes more than other immigrants or people born in the U.S. While trekking jungles, mountains, and desert might evoke military-like resolve, the truth for many is less dramatic. Jianhui told me his thought process on a park bench in Flushing. He is the labor organizer who went to prison in China for fighting for workers' rights. As soon as he got out of jail and managed to get a passport, he left the country and embarked on the journey to come to the U.S. Jian considered getting a U.S. visa, but didn't go through with it. He says if he applied for an American visa in China, the Chinese government might not let him leave. And if he applied after getting out of China, it takes forever. And many, unlike Jian, say they have no hope of getting a visa. Walking through mountains and jungles with a possibility of death became the most viable path. Many of the migrants who cross the border are too busy trying to survive in America to notice the narratives about them, says Zhu Ma, a leader in the Chinese Muslim community living in New York City. After he saw that some newcomers were sleeping on the streets, he rented a house where migrants gathered and let people stay short-term for free. He says that American politicians are using the most vulnerable people for political gains, like blaming migrants for domestic problems and framing them as a threat. All this political rhetoric feeds into a worst-case scenario that Jian, the labor organizer, has been turning over in his head. He feels that he is safe in America, but that safety is conditional. What if war breaks out between China and the U.S.? Just like the Japanese-Americans in the Second World War, he says, people of Chinese descent could end up in a concentration camp. To avoid that, he feels the community will have to prove that it is on the side of the free world. Hua Jingnan, NPR News.